Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So yeah, I saw this sign for £1.50. I was like, I need to know what they look like, what is in this £1.50. So me and my wife went one Saturday, and they had scampi and chips. So I was like,
You bought £1.50 scampi?
Well, I thought, how much can they fuck that up?
What do you mean, how badly can you fuck up scampi? It's really serious food poisoning.
Well, it did disappoint me in a way that I didn't think. I bit into the first bit of scampi, and there was wire in it.
And I was like,
did they catch this?
Is that a paper mache?
Snare?
Behind it. They went up behind it like an old gangster film and chopped it out.
Garroted it.
Put plastic bags over its head. Hid in the backseat of this shrimp's car.
Yeah, you don't want the one that they Novichok to death.
The shrimp's having a little cup of tea. Look.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
Hello, welcome to Dead Men Talking with me, Rob Mulholland. Him, a big fat cunt. It's Little Not Gay Tom and our amazing guest, Glenn Wool.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, I've called you amazing. So now you've got to do amazing things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just give me a little run.
You get worked up into it. We'll get some party tricks out.
Yeah.
God, Rob, way to suck his dick. Fucking hell. What a loser.
No, I was just worried about overhyping. You know,
so you went with amazing.
That was the problem. No, that was the problem. I did that and I went, you've gone a bit strong.
Yeah.
It was a bit of an American intro.
It's not technically only for good, though. Like, you could be amazed at how shit somebody was. Like,
there we go.
How did he get on this show?
We've had a few guests like that.
It's quite amazing.
I must confess.
It's so funny when you get a bad guest on, because you know about 3 minutes in that you've made a terrible error.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you're like, oh, still got 57 left.
You're in quite the hole.
Yeah. Let's keep this first date going longer.
It is, honestly, it's like a first date that you can't get out of.
Well, it's more like you've slept with them just to see if maybe that's the thing. You know, maybe like, we didn't really have any chemistry over dinner. But fuck it, maybe if I shag him, there'll be something.
Yeah. And then, you've tried.
As soon as you're in, you're like,
You've tried something weird, too, that they've slapped away.
No.
And you're like, okay.
And then afterwards, you reach him for compliments and you go, that was amazing.
Well, that was like, whoa, bit much.
I'll tell you what.
That was something.
I'll tell you what certainly was amazing.
Are you doing a segue right now?
Yes.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I went for some food a few days ago.
I'm not that amazed yet.
Yeah. Everybody, we almost all fell off our chairs at that one.
Right.
Freddie almost fell through it.
I went for some food the other day. right? And right.
Which trough were you eating?
This, yeah, this could be literally any day.
Yeah. I say I went for some food. I found some chips on the floor. I mean, whatever. No, I went for some food at this place, and it was sort of like a tapas-y type place in Preston, right? Now, I got the meal. It came to me, and I've taken a picture of it. Yeah, it's that picture there. Now, can you please, everyone, describe what you see in front of you?
I see some bread and oil.
Bread and oil.
And some pepper if you're really hungry.
Yeah. How, there is a plate and a table if we're getting how, very descriptive.
How, there were some crumbs.
How many slices?
Slats of the table.
How many slices of bread can you see?
I can see two slices of bread, Freddie.
Well, those two, well, that's deceptive because that is actually...
Because you'd already ate four.
Such a prick. It's actually one slice of bread that they've cut in half. Right,
what you can't see is that is actually a bucket of oil.
You could say that about any slice of bread.
Yeah. That's philosophical, Freddie. That's not... You don't have them on a legal loophole here. What are you complaining? They just bring you a bread knife? Yeah. You want four? All right, huh? Have four slices there, bread.
If I buy Warburtons, I'm not like, this is just one loaf of bread cut in 24.
Oh, he's made many complaint letters to the Warburton people. I was sold 24 slices. I've counted them. There's 23. Yeah.
Anyway.
What do you think a slice is?
Anyway.
A slice involves cutting.
Right. Anyway. I ordered this along with some other things. It's tapas.
Yeah, I assumed this wasn't all you were getting.
That's not what you had for dinner.
I physically, because of how much it costs, I physically could not bring myself to eat it. And so I had to bring a waitress over and say, look, excuse me, I'm really sorry. This is all lovely. I cannot bring myself to pay this much for a slice of bread. And she said, no worries, I'll take it back. So the question is, how much do you think they tried charging me?
Well,
for you to not eat it,
this is
£1 million.
Yeah. What's the GDP of Nigeria?
How much do you think they tried charging for that meal?
This is tapas and Bolton. So it's,
Preston.
It's the, oh, but tapas.
Sorry,
and
that doesn't really matter. Same thing.
But so it'll be the very best.
Nothing but the finest for our Quint. This is Prestonian tapas, no less.
Ah, yes.
How much do you think? What would be a ridiculous amount to charge for that?
I just don't know how much money would stop you eating. This is genuinely incredible.
I am.
It's got other food, to be fair.
I have got other food, so this is expendable. And also, I am a miser as well as a human.
That is true. You are a miserable cunt, yeah.
Yeah. So, how much? What were we saying? Tom, what do you think? Put a price on that.
I reckon... A tenner might stop at you eating this bread.
Okay, I have pitched this way too high.
I think £500.
I think realistically, I think that should cost about between £3 and £4.
Yeah.
If you were going to tapas.
Yeah.
Okay, so I sent that back because it cost £4.50.
Oh, fuck off, Freddie. Wow.
That, for £4.50, they can fuck off.
It's expensive.
It's a slice of bread and a bit of oil for £4.50.
Yeah. So when you ordered bread and oil,
yeah,
what did you think was going to cost?
Like a barrel of BP.
It's a really good question.
I was expecting...
I don't think we need a chef to come out and talk to him. I think we need a lawyer. It's called an oral contract, sir.
How much bread were you hoping for?
Right.
To go with your already abundant food.
I was expecting... For double the amount of bread.
Right. So you'd be absolutely delighted with £2.50 for that bread.
I wouldn't go absolutely delighted. I'd go accepted.
Right. But you are
I'd be delighted if it was free.
Right. You are aware, when you go to a restaurant, right, you're not like at a market. You're not paying the market value for the like goods you're receiving. You're paying to be in a restaurant and have a waiter bring you it and have someone else like prepare the food. And like you're paying for... the whole experience.
Yeah. To be fair, there's not much preparation in that bread.
No, but like, this is just part of the meal. And this is a little way that the restaurant can actually make some fucking money because margins are very slim in the restaurant industry.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking communist cunt.
Most restaurants.
Oh, yeah, actually.
How is that communist to suggest that they should make profit?
Actually.
What do you think communism is?
No.
Fucking
it's
idiot.
Just, it's you being a fanny going, oh, yeah, they actually need to make profit. That's what a business does. That's what...
literally the opposite of a communist.
But
saying
you're
the business
saying,
needs to make
you're
money.
You're saying, oh, this is one of the ways that a restaurant can make money. Yes, selling food and drinks is the ways that a restaurant...
Yeah, don't
make
that's
it
what
out.
They've done.
If he was a communist, there would have been a circus with that bread.
That's the smartest joke we will ever have on this podcast.
Like, get your Google fingers out, viewers at home.
Our fans are now currently watching this like a dog watching a magic trick. Yeah. They have no idea what just happened, Glenn. They're just like slack
jawed. You know what they are? They're amazed.
There we fucking go. He's nailed it. How far into this are we? And he delivered. That's why Glenn's on this shit. A real professional for once. Right.
So I think that is a piss take myself.
Right, well, it is. Freddie, but think about it. You were already so full that you were able to decline it. And your biggest complaint that there wasn't more of it?
Well, no.
Welcome to Freddie Quinn.
No.
I don't need this, but I'd like it to be four times as big. If I'm going to eat bread, it might as well be all the bread.
It doesn't matter how full I am, my principles don't change.
And your principles are more carbs.
Yeah, so I only had a few other things going on. But...
Right, what else did you have?
We need to get the full order. We need to know how
much... Post-meal bread. That's what all the nutritionists say.
Normally you have the bread as your warm-up.
Yeah, what?
Right, okay.
We're having bread as your
dessert.
Did you
sit on the bread until you realised you were full?
No, so it all came out together, right?
Right. But what else had you ordered?
Right. So I ordered...
Patatas bravas, right. Definitely.
And this is just for you, I'm assuming.
This is just... this is just me sat alone eating.
Right, so you went to a tapas restaurant by yourself, which is already an incredibly fat thing to do.
What do you mean that's a fat thing
to
do?
It's a sharing restaurant. That's the whole point of tapas. You buy things to share.
Yeah.
And you went, I'll have them to share with both my tits.
Right, so listen.
I bet you when you complained, the waitress walked back in the kitchen and went, I found out why he's eating alone.
It wasn't just how disgusted he is.
Yeah, no. We thought he might be in town working or something, but no.
I ordered four.
He's regional. He's from here.
I ordered four dishes. One of them was that bread.
Uh-huh.
One of them, and I'm going to say this, and I know it's ridiculous, but it sounded good on the menu. Pork scratchings.
Pork scratchings?
Were you in a pub? Like, was it just a Spanish guy working there?
Did he have the Spanish darts on?
I wish I knew the Spanish for 180.
And some nuts from the Nobbies region.
All washed down with a pint of your finest mild. Yeah. Thank you.
Then I had some lemon scampi in the other. and a single pickled egg.
She wanted bread.
No.
So this is very Prestonian tapas.
On the menu, they had. They'd made it sound a bit more Spanish than
El pork scratching.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Scratching guys.
Sounded like a fat bandit. El pork scratching. So anyway, right.
And some polo nuggets, please.
I also ordered some anchovies in like a garlic.
Oh my god.
Sauce.
Because previously the odour was the only thing he wasn't offensive with. He's like, can we also make this fucking stink?
Yeah. He later killed a man that evening with a fart.
And then finally...
He's going to fart a whole weather system.
What do you think you'd be able to taste after the garlic anchovies? So,
finally.
Garlic anchovies, pork scratches, bread. And how did you top off this feast?
Like chorizo in like a honey... Like honey chorizo.
A honeyed sausage.
Honeyed sausage. Sorry, did you out of this meal for a bear?
So the plan was, right?
To eat the food, right?
Was it to mug somebody with your breath later? This is what I ate. And if you don't give me £4.50 to pay for some overpriced breath, don't get me started. I will breathe directly in your nose. Take five, buddy. Just take the five. Go.
Just so the plan was
not a vegetable in fucking sight.
No way.
No. Anyway, so the plan was
wheat's a vegetable, I guess, but he didn't.
I don't think it counts as one of your five a day. Gluten, and he didn't need it.
The only thing that grew out of the ground. I don't want it.
If they'd fried that in butter, he would have ate it.
So, this doesn't look like it'll stink.
The plan was, anyway, the plan was...
to become Preston's most repulsive man. For the third year.
I wanted to start off with the pork scratching, just because I wanted to try it. And then the other plan was to kind of combine the anchovy.
Freddie, you've never had a pork scratching before.
No, but the way that they sold this pork scratching was like, in an interesting way.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Right. So
door to door.
Through the Mormon church.
Imagine a knock on the door. Scratching man.
We've come to talk to you about Jesus.
You're just checking for Jews, aren't you?
You want one of these?
If we can eat one of these, we can talk.
So I'm never going to get through this fucking story. So the plan was...
It's the journey that's important, Freddie.
Use the anchovy and the chorizo as a way of making like little sandwichy little bits.
He went to a Spanish restaurant for a sandwich.
He's but not allowed it back like in his local Subway.
You should have seen when he tried to order at Subway.
I'm basically trying to treat it like Dairy Lee Lunchables, isn't I? Just
in Subway, he just walks up to the counter and goes, "Yes, please."
But that's...
I've been on the website. I got a lot of things signed by a lawyer. Just yes. Don't mess around.
I'll stand at the end like this. But just slide it down like you're in a Western saloon sending me whiskies.
Anyway, long story short, I sent the bread back and they were fine with it. Well, I don't know if they were fine with it.
Nobody's happy about that.
No, you got cunted off in that kitchen.
Check this out, what I did instead, and I think you'll be happy about this, Rob, is the £4.50 that I saved by not buying that stupid bread, I left as a tip.
There we go.
There you go. How about that, eh? What a great story.
Yeah, but that's only placated the wait staff. If I were you, I would not go back there and order another anchovy dish because that is an oily fish and it can hide a lot of things.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you want to fuck with some food, if someone's ordering anchovies, you're like, oh, great. Yeah.
I'd like the cum-drenched anchovies, please. Coming right up, sir. You're going to send these back?
Yeah. Like, I used to work in a pub that had a kitchen and, like, I've worked in a few like various like kitchen places, and the only time I've ever heard of food getting fucked with was when the EDL were in town and loads of sausages went up chefs' arses before they went out. I've heard of Asian chefs.
I hope they took them out before they served them.
Is this how they're off? if there's one sausage the EDL won't eat, it is one out of an Asian arsehole. That is very much against their principles, to be honest with you. You've got to trick them into doing that.
Yeah. They were hungry enough.
Did you say you had a cold eggs Benedict before?
I did this morning.
Where at?
Shocking. In one of those hotel suites kind of combo things in Manchester. Yeah, it was really, really strange. Like, it took him like a good half an hour to bring it out. And then I tried in the middle of it to go, because I was having breakfast with Frankie Boyle, who I opened for last night. In the middle of it, because his breakfast took a long time, I was like, I'll go up to the buffet and get us a couple of croissants, because it was one of those ones you order. Yeah. And I went up, and the lady's like, no, it's all table service. And then it took him
a fucking half an hour to do it. And I was like, the reason I think we're not allowed up there is because of mutinies. People have just gone, yeah. I'll fucking do it. Get out of the way.
I had a takeaway arrive at 4 a.m. the other night. Like it'd taken like 2 hours to get to me, right? And like it was I ordered it at 2 a.m. when I'd got back from a show, right? Which is late, but you know, there's a couple of takeaways open that time in Manchester.
What'd you order? What food?
I ordered a falafel wrap.
Oh my god. Right?
What?
Well, I'm vegetarian. What else am I gonna fucking
do? I know. Yeah. What a
but
prick.
After four, no one's looking.
Yeah. My vegetarianism isn't based on people's observation of me, you know. Like I quite often eat vegetarian.
Oh, come
food.
On. I mean, a lot of it is.
I mean, it really is because before his girlfriend, he wasn't veggie.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Like she pushed me down the hill. But like, yeah. So like, I just ordered like that and like, you know, like some halloumi on the side that I was going to put in it and stuff like, yeah. You know, like not much, yeah. Right? And this takeaway was a 5-minute drive away from me.
Yeah.
And I know there wasn't traffic because it was fucking 2 a.m. You know,
but they spent 2 hours laughing at you.
Yeah. But they rang me straight
Nobody's
after.
Nobody's afraid of vegetarians. We'll get there when we get there,
this
sir.
Is it. They take the piss. Like,
what are you going to do? Throw your halloumi fries at us, you little bitch?
No, he's going to glue himself to the road in front of the chippy.
You get no respect.
None.
He just sounds ridiculous. You going, my falafel was late.
Yeah.
But like, so
no,
serious.
I was just annoyed. Why just go and collect it if it was so close?
No, but I was annoyed that it even turned up. Because what happened was I ordered it on Just Eat, right? And then they rang me, but I was paying cash, right? So they rang me to check it was a proper order. I was like, yeah, all good.
Is this serious?
Yeah.
Like, this is serious
falafel?
Yeah. At 2 a.m. No. Halloumi fries?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, that's what would confuse a Turkish man is someone eating falafel. So like anyway, yeah, right? Spoke to him, right? Anyway, they didn't like delivery for like ages. Then I rang him after about an hour. Place was fucking close. So I'm like, I'm just not getting it then. So I made a bunch of bagels. And then they arrived an hour after that. And like it was like fucking 4 a.m. So I was going to bed.
Really?
Yeah.
And what did you take it?
I took it, mate.
You little bitch.
Yeah.
You little bitch.
It's not the driver's fault, is it? It's some cunt at the fucking place. So
it's not your fault either.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
So why did you take it? Why did you assume responsibility?
Because it was 4 a.m. I was very stoned and it just sort of arrived at my house as I was going to brush my teeth and I just went, ah, fuck it.
Did you eat it then or did you save it?
I ate half of it then. Yeah, it was like postponed brushing my teeth. I ate half of it then and then half in the morning. It was shit as well. So Turkish shawarma in Manchester. Don't go. Bad. I'll take the order and then I'll just slag them off. Yeah.
I made the mistake of ordering a salmon salad in Liverpool.
Ooh.
And, because I, in my head, I saw like a fillet of grilled salmon on top of a bed of leaves. And because it was right before a gig. And it's light.
Oh, that would be good. You give me some energy.
Yeah. And it was too big of a menu. I should have noticed. Like, it's a huge menu. Mm. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's exactly what I want. So
I've seen enough episodes of Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares to know a big menu is bad.
I know. Yeah. And I sit there for about a half an hour thinking, what the hell's going on? And they keep coming by, going, it's right, it's on its way, sir. Yeah. It's right on its way. And they'd brought back to the table, like the leaves were fine, but it was basically a tin of salmon that they just put on top of it. No. And I was like, I know what's happened. They've been going up to all the corner shops trying to find a tin of salmon because somebody's fucking ordered one.
Uh-huh. That is 100% what's happened.
Yeah.
From working the other side. Definitely.
Oh,
yeah. I've run across the road to buy things that were then like, yep, that's your food now. Yeah.
There was a pub in Warrington that started selling meals for £1.50. And I was like, there's a big sign outside. I was like,
Warrington's most expensive pub.
Where? Yeah. Did they do bread?
The door's just swinging.
He'll be back.
All right, boys, tick 10.
He'll be back when he's had his fill.
So see you here tomorrow.
So yeah, I saw this sign for £1.50 meals. I was like, I need to know what they look like, what is in this £1.50 meal. So me and my mate went on Saturday. And they had scampi and chips. I was like,
bought £1.50 scampi.
Well, I thought, how much can they fuck that up?
What do you mean? How badly can
fish?
You fuck up scampi?
It'd
be some really serious food poisoning.
Of well, fishermen they, to have to make that meal. <That's
it. laughs> They fucked it up.
Imagine. All the netting costs.
How many corners are they having to cut to get this scampi from the sea to Warrington for £1.50?
I don't know if they were getting it themselves.
You can't do it in fucking petrol. Hell on the cost of turning the oven on, having someone doing it. That is the worst idea of food.
This guy's just hanging out back of a fish processing plant going, well, that piece of gut looks like a shrimp.
I don't want £1.50 cheese sandwiches, let alone fucking scampi, you lunatic.
Scampi. What about frozen scampi?
And Freddy's just disgusted it was a whole £1.50. Send it back. It's like when I order a plate of scampi for £1.50.
There's only half a plate.
There's no way that I would order £1.50 scampi for the reason that you have outlined, but also I'm really suspicious when I order food when it comes out too early. Do you know when you go?
Oh yeah, this was so, early. Yeah.
Well, this is it. So if you order scampi, I'm expecting it to come out in about 20 minutes. If it comes out in 5, we've got huge problems.
Well, it came out and it was bad in a way that you wouldn't expect. So it came out and it was basically just, it was obviously just from Aldi or whatever. It was like proper cheap scampi, obviously. Yeah. And cheap chips, yeah. Like crinkle cut chips. It was obviously
dead
cheap. We were
expecting whole king prawns.
I knew it was going to be bad. I went there wanting to know what this £1.50 meal looked like. I wasn't there for like fine dining. I didn't
You're
think
an adventurer.
Delicious. Yeah.
He's However, a weird little cunt is what he is.
It
gee, mister, £1.50.
It did disappoint me in a way that I didn't think. I bit into the first bit of scampi and there was wire in it.
And I was like, did they catch this?
Sorry, I was like, this out of paper mache.
Snare?
Behind it. They went up behind it like an old man. Gangster film and chopped it out.
Garroted it.
Put plastic bags over its head. Hid in the backseat of this shrimp's car.
Yeah, you don't want the one that they Novichucked to death.
The shrimp's having a little cup of tea. Like,
left it in a public place as a warning to the other scampi. Yeah, but I was like, I can't even complain about this because it was £1.50. I should have known better.
They just found this shrimp in a bin bag outside the Saudi embassy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, the shrimp shouldn't have written those stories.
Yeah. Shrimp keeps his little nose out. Yeah. For fuck's sake. I'm not that curious about £1.50 shrimp. I would walk past that. I lived in Edinburgh at the festival once for 1 month with a comedian who bought, he got food poisoning because he had been walking past a woman who was throwing away a bag of prawns into a skip and went, whoa, whoa, whoa. Not so fast.
I can make £1.50, eh?
What are you doing with all those prawns?
They say Edinburgh's all about opportunity.
Yeah. And amazingly, this wasn't him.
Yeah. Him and Freddy's in the skip going, thwarted again.
Who was it?
It was Tom Short. Shout out, Tom. Hello, mate. I was just waving
what
at a camera.
What a thick cunt.
I know. Like, don't worry. He was informed by all the other comedians in that house relentlessly for the next month what an idiot he'd been and that he was shat his guts for a day.
I was going to say, you should probably, it would be quicker just to crap your pants.
Yeah, well,
that'd be a quicker way of getting to the fucking...
Or just pour the shrimp directly into your underwear and walk around. Don't even...
Why waste effort chewing?
Okay, showtime. Oh, that's right. I mean, you guys probably have had this too. One of the worst things about life on the road is eating a shitty meal and knowing you have to finish it because there's no time to get any other food. And if you wait, there's a shittier meal in the middle of the night on a highway available for you.
You're going to be all
choke
like,
it down.
Juddery and like full of adrenaline without food if you wait till afterwards. Yeah. I hate that shit. So yeah, like, oh God, like the worst food I've ever had at a comedy club was at the old Jonglers in Nottingham that used to be in there. It was a prison nightclub at one of those. And like anytime you're in one of those big multi-room nightclubs, you know you're going
to sticky floor on the way to the stick.
Mate. Yeah, 100%. This is the one. This wasn't the night I was at, but that was the venue where maggots once rained from the air conditioning onto the comedians and audience members.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, a riot died in the air
Eurovision
conditioning
song
and during the opening comedian. Yeah, yeah. Like it's the final.
Oh,
of the
Bulgaria!
X Factor.
What's wrong with you?
It's
So like, yeah, it like rained down on the comic and ice. So I was there once, and like this, the venue looked like it looked like a Superman's ice palace thing. Like this venue, and all like crystal everywhere. Before the show, right? It was when I was still on the old meat, and they gave me a chicken burger, right? And the chicken burger was bread, chicken burger, bread, right? Literally nothing else, right? So there is not a leaf or a sauce or a butter to be found, right? Nothing.
And probably vegetarian too, if you looked at the the meat content of the chicken.
If only it had been. So like it was like looked at cooked, sort of.
Yeah.
But it was completely frozen in the middle.
Oh.
Completely ice frozen, and it was with these soggy.
It's a Kievsicle.
But how do you manage to make it? Unless you fried it in a pan.
It was like, I think they put it in a fryer and like while it was frozen.
A lot of that stuff's microwaved in it. Maybe they put it on like defrost.
They fucked it anyway. But yeah, there was that, and it had soggy chips with it, and that was it. They gave me no sauces or whatever, and it came like just before the show started. And I just made that calculation of like, well, I'm obviously not fucking eating this. I'll just be hungry for the show. Yeah. And then I realized everyone I was about to perform to had also just been given what I had been given. So there was a room full of about 300 people, and it was like a Christmassy gig. So they'd spent like 40 quid a ticket for a meal and a show.
Yeah.
And the meal was that inedible shit. And they'd been presented it late, about 5 minutes before I was going to arrive on the stage
to
entertain
them. I would say in that scenario, you and the audience are idiots. Because as far as I'm concerned, if you order food at a nightclub and it's shit, what do you fucking expect?
Why do you think I expect I ordered the burger? I was getting it free. Right,
yeah,
so
yeah,
obviously
yeah.
I'm like,
the fact that they've
the
paid
burger,
money,
you can't fuck that up.
The fact that they've paid money and then they've been given shit food. Of course, you're being given shit food.
Yeah,
you're
in
a nightclub.
But you've got to bear in mind, most of these people are on like a works do. No one wants to be there anyway. Yeah. And then they've got shit food that they were probably expecting.
Yeah,
you know, it's not
and
even
then
the
you
surprise.
Come on.
And then I come on. I go, hey, who wants to hear some stuff about my jizz?
Yeah,
and they didn't. They really, really didn't.
I bet that I could have done with that on the burger.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah. Yeah, if you have any.
This is
so
quite dry.
I will actually let you do that.
Did you watch the coronation?
No.
No?
No.
No,
because I spent the morning in Belfast and the evening in Liverpool of that day.
Oh, yeah, those are two cities that
well, to
aren't going
to
have it on.
Half of Belfast, very much into it. Very, very much into it.
Depends
more
what
into
route
it than
you take to the airport.
Yeah, like, well, that was it. I was driving in my taxi, like, you know, we'd go through, like, half of the town. Fuck me, they were having a great day.
Yeah.
Like, to a degree that was a bit much. But then, like, you go through the other half of the town and it's just, there's just nothing, you know, like it's completely, you know, so it was, I didn't really mention it in Belfast. It was a bit more of a hot potato.
Well, this is a wise decision.
Yeah. In Liverpool, I was like, ah, fuck them. And they're all like, hey.
I watched 5 minutes of it and I thought it was ridiculous. And
well, it's
it
stupid and pathetic and it makes me embarrassed to be British every time we do it.
Yeah.
Like,
have you heard about Cunt and the Gang?
Yeah.
Who went and he
made a giant paper mache Jimmy Savile head.
I know.
Which was beautifully done, by the way, Cunt, can we say?
Oh, it was excellent.
Mwah. Yeah.
Whoever, if Cunt made that, fucking fair play.
Check this out. So I spoke to him on the way here, right? And you know his song, so he's released a song with it.
Yeah, Scrap the Monarchy.
Yeah, I think it's called, is it Scrap or Abolish or something
It's
like
called
that.
Scrap the
well,
Monarchy.
Well, yeah, the clean version. I think the Monarchy is
obviously,
the
but
gang
they had to release
run,
it.
Yeah, the Crown Jewels. So, yeah, so it's totally fine. It's legit.
Every year when Cunt and the Gang do their like Christmas song, they always don't say the title because the title's always like, fuck the Tories or fuck Boris.
We did
or
a remix at this Christmas called Sausage Roll Cunt about Lab.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't the title track.
This time
we were further down the album.
They wouldn't even say Scrap the Monarchy.
I know.
They wouldn't even read out the title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Scrap the Monarchy.
There's a real like
it's
weird.
So bullshit. But did you see the other thing that happened with the Jimmy Savile mask where there was some confused Japanese tourists with the Union Jack hats on?
this now.
Or maybe it's just not that big of a deal in Japan.
They know, but yeah, they're fans of the royal family in the 80s. And yeah, Jimmy was their favorite.
Maybe they've seen the Netflix documentary about Jimmy and they're like, Mr. Savile.
Yeah.
That's how Japanese you're going for. That's how Japanese he felt comfortable doing.
I dipped my toe in.
Oh, you had one big toe in the deep end.
Hey, there we go. That's all we need. Yeah. That's all we need. We all get what I meant. There we go.
For the audio listeners, he did also do the eyes.
I did. Wow. It's fucking mad, like the lack of, like, just the absolute, like, just stamping down on dissent has been really fucking sickening.
Oh, that whole not my king thing.
Yeah, and it's just the mildest forms of protest. People holding a sign saying not my king, or just like, you know, just even said scrap the monarchy, or just even, you know, just any sort of pushback has just been...
Do you know about the guy who got arrested with a megaphone in St. James's Park?
Do you know about the people who got arrested for having rape alms?
What?
Yeah. There was a bunch of people who were the night owls.
They told us that a little late, that they didn't have those.
Yeah.
Good thing they didn't announce that. Boy, oh boy.
It's like an
Andrew
purge.
Andrew wouldn't even have showed up. You'd just see that robe in a bush.
They arrested who?
Yeah, they got arrested.
Penny, get the sword. Andrew's loose.
They didn't even have him. The police said to him, have you got any rape alarms? He said no. He said, that means yes.
It is the Met Police.
So they got arrested for what? Like cheating?
No. So like it was this group called like the Night Owls or something. They're the people who go around at night looking after people who are too pissed. You know, like they're like volunteers.
Oh,
like,
right. Okay.
They had a bunch of rape alarms on them because they give them out to people.
Oh, I thought you meant they were taking them from them.
You know.
And then like it'll go off and wake you up.
The police claim.
You'll be fine.
Just pouring them onto a night bus. Yeah. Go home. I think she lives that way.
So the police claimed they had intelligence that they were going to use rape alarms to scare police horses. But police horses are trained to be fine with loud noises like fireworks and bombs.
Or the one
they're trained to rape through it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, rape alarm won't scare a police horse.
No. Not in the Met Police. It's what they do.
Well,
it's
also,
what they do.
Also, the horse with the kettle drums on its back, is that going to be scared by like some loud piercing sound?
Hey, I'll tell you what, they're not scared by that 21 gun salute that we do at the beginning.
Yeah.
However, that rape alarm really sets them off.
Yeah.
That megaphone really fucks with them.
I think they were actually just worried that the police would run away.
Oh, shit. Oh, they're on to
hide!
Us.
Hide!
Ah, my natural enemy, the rape alarm. Foiled again. The Met Police will return.
Yeah. The union got a hold of them because you get rid of those alarms and we're not showing up.
Patreon.com/deadmetalkpod. It's where you can get more of this shit. Oh, it's all the stuff that would get us in loads of trouble if we put it on YouTube. And if you've seen what we already do, you'll know that's pretty bad. So for £3 a month, you can keep this cunt in hash browns and they'll be happy. Give us £3, you fucking prick.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a thing, and this is about, this sort of plays into the censorship too, but
when I'm on the road, I like to masturbate, and that I don't. I make no bones about it. I don't do it at home, but it's
yeah, exactly.
By the road, he means the high street.
Yeah, yeah. Any street. No, I think any the sexy M- road.
The M62. Yeah, laying there. I think he likes the middle lane, and he just strokes a little bit.
God, that's a little pothole you got.
Yeah, he goes over speed bumps twice.
I'll fill you up, pothole.
Oh, Calgary.
So this place with the ice cold fucking Eggs Benedict, it, not only does it have that, but it had one of those things where you couldn't access porn on their Wi-Fi.
Oh, I hate that shit.
It's so fuck. So
what do you think I'm doing in this hotel room?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And that's where you should be doing it. You know, you're on the road. You're keeping your marriage safe. You're
doing the right thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. You're reloading the gun.
Yeah.
So now I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. It's been years since I had to figure this out. So
no 4G coverage.
I went on to Twitter.
Yeah.
And I just thought, well, maybe something will come by.
There's porn on Twitter.
Well, there was. Yeah. But in the end, I had to have a wank to Diana. It was. It was the coronation.
Wait, you weren't thinking about her on the road,
the best
yeah?
one I could find. Even Charles was in the picture.
It was right. Stood there like Penny Morden.
Oh, if she had come up, Diana wouldn't have got a look at it, tell you that much.
Oh, fucking hell, man. This has been a wild fucking...
Tell you my wildest, hear me out, right? I think I'd probably shag Liz Truss.
Would you?
Probably, yeah. She got them titties, mate.
Really?
Yeah. There's a picture of her when she was younger at like a party dressed as the devil where she actually looks fit. And it's like, ah.
Really?
Wrong. Yeah.
As if I had to shag any politician, it'd probably be Liz Truss.
Any politician, I don't know. I'm going for... What was she called? The one...
Jada Franson.
Not Jada Franson. Again. The one who was like Boris Johnson's right-hand woman.
Theresa May.
Not Theresa May. The other one.
Theresa Will.
Not pretty... Although...
Pretty Patel.
Pretty Patel again, but that wasn't what I'm thinking of. Blonde one was like culture minister for a bit.
People are screaming.
Oh, Nadine
Michael
Doris.
Fabricant?
Nadine
Doris.
No.
Yeah, she'd fucking get it, man.
Yeah, maybe.
Michael Fabricant. Is that what he's... I couldn't fuck Fabricant. When he went to grab his hair, it had come off in your hand.
That's you part
like
of the
fucking him allure. From behind. It's like, whoa, what
no,
the fuck?
I'd be in the wig doing it.
This is all part of it, Michael. I'm sorry. if you don't want to do things like this, don't sign up for Cameo. Jacob Rees-Mogg would be an interesting fuck.
No, he wouldn't be an interesting fuck at all.
I bet he'd definitely be wildly weird. It'd be really elaborate. He'd be one of those people who gets vacuum sealed into a cube.
They've all got
fucking weird shit.
He's and a very he's virile man. He's endless, got loads of kids.
Loads of kids, endless money for props as well. And like, you know.
I think that's just him making enough parts to live forever.
He's not
a horny man. He's just like, I will need the blood type.
I reckon he's one of those people that still gets breastfed.
100%.
By nanny.
Yeah.
That's not about sex, by the way.
I couldn't help...
food. Or sustenance.
So,
I don't even have to order bread.
I couldn't help but see on the list of things that we have to talk about today... In bold and capitals, you've got the words K-Bell update.
Oh, yes. So we should catch Glenn up on what K-Bell
and
is.
And the normal listeners, because we've only talked about this on Patreon.
Right, okay. So K-Bell, so basically on our, we have a Discord server, which is a bit, which might be the worst bit of the internet, right? It's where our scumbag fans hang out and it's fucking chaos.
It's not the worst bit of the internet, but I'll go.
No, we're making it into it.
Okay. If anything, there's too much child porn in there.
That's what's so bad. The choice is endless. You should go down this rabbit hole.
I mean, at least have a search function.
Yeah, I know.
It's like Netflix trying to choose which one to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. You just click I feel lucky.
If only they did.
So we had a thread on there a while ago from a guy who posted like, I'm on trial for ABH. GBH? Oh, it was GBH.
Basically, somebody tried to bum him, right? So he hit him with a machete.
When you say hit them with a machete,
like through the leg?
Yeah, like his leg and his head, and he posted pictures of all the blood, and it was bad. We had to take it down because we were like, this could affect the trial. So then he was talking about his trial, and we had to say, come on, let's
talk about... So basically, I've done this, ask me anything. Yeah, we basically think he did a thread with all our fans fucking asking him questions about this.
Wow.
Near murder.
Anyway, a few weeks later, he went missing. So the theory was, he's in prison.
Because he invited us to the trial as well.
Yeah. In May.
That's the best idea. You invite your favorite podcasters to the trial.
That'll look good.
Anyway, carry on.
So our fans those two guys making a podcast? Yeah.
So also, fans have started what's it called? Oh, it's called Dead Men Talking.
Yeah.
Interesting. Let's see. The defense rests. Yeah. So
our fans have started doing free K-Bell graffiti places, and it's become a thing amongst our fan base.
Someone,
the free K-Bell
somebody
campaign.
Who was a windscreen fitter graffitied it on someone's car without them noticing it, and then fit the windscreen on someone's driving around with free K-Bell on their car. It's wildly inappropriate, but anyway.
So there's been an update.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
We don't need to do the graffiti anymore.
Because he's been free.
K-Bell has been freed.
Oh, yeah. My man's back on the street. That's good news for everyone.
So he was in prison.
And I pray that... Go on. Yeah.
He was in prison.
Yeah.
He has now been released. He was on remand because of... Yeah, he did what... He's put, I'm finally back. Spent some time on remand, but I've been freed. The jury took the Section 20 instead of 18, and I got a suspended sentence. Finally free.
Well... For any listeners out there, he won't have his machete back. So if you want to crowdfund something,
well,
get this
you
man
say
his
that,
weapon back.
You say that. He does work in security where he has a machete.
What? Like, what?
On him just all the time.
So in a jungle? What?
Where is he?
He works at the doors of an Indian restaurant.
I think he works at a traveler's yard.
Security at Buckingham Palace.
He came out, he went on the Discord to because he'd heard about the movement. He'd heard that you'd mentioned him on Have a Word. He also, the day he got released, I think it was the day he got released, he came on the Discord so he could watch Taskmaster.
This is your version of Hurricane Carter. Yeah.
So we did it, guys.
We did it. We freed him.
This is the story of the K-Bell.
Why are we doing this? Why are we...
Yeah.
So glad you're back out, buddy.
Yeah.
Stop
drinking in that bar. Those men are not leather policemen.
Keep your nose clean, please, K-Bell. It's going to look quite bad if you do something horrific now.
Yeah. We've very much nailed our colours to a mast, haven't we?
Oh, fucking hell. Well, that's a happy ending, I think. Is it?
Yeah. I think that's a happy ending.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of like the graffiti and stuff, somebody did the Spofforth sign, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did
you see the Spofforth sign?
So, Spofforth is a little village in North Yorkshire that is now our euphemism for...
people who are mentally handicapped or physically handicapped.
Yeah.
Because we need... Because there's a lot of words for that you can't say now.
So we went with
Spofforth because it genuinely kind of sounds like you've got something wrong with you.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of them.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like one of them trying to say one of them.
So one of our fans got a sticker.
Sounds like one of them trying to say Scotland.
Which is another word.
That's where a lot of them are from.
I think he just wanted a ride home.
So anyway, we've got a sticker on the Welcome to Spofforth sign.
Yeah. So one of our fans drove for an hour to this village to put a sticker on the sign.
So he got one at the lead show, at the live show,
and he
wrote, as soon as I got the sticker last night, I knew what had to be done.
Yes.
He went there specifically for that. He wasn't going fast.
I like what he's done. I like the message. I just simply like the cut of that man's jib.
I know. Nothing but respect for this. What's his name?
On Discord, he's called Northern Monkey. He's also one of our mods. As well.
Shout out Northern Monkey.
Should we send him something?
Yeah, like that is fucking
a bigger fucking sticker.
Yeah, more stickers,
Send him that. See where it turned to Spofforth.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely incredible work, soldier. Yeah. Fucking love that.
That's a great shout, that, isn't it?
It's wonderful. Like, so, I'd love to see that.
Get on the Discord. It's so good.
It's fucking
so
chaos in there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. It is really funny. Yeah.
What I will say about the Discord, and I'm saying this in advance of anything that might come out, there are a lot of people on there who are very good at Photoshop.
Yeah.
And I'm just sort of saying,
Story, yeah. Freddie. Yeah. Likely
and
story.
Editing videos to maybe put you and say someone underage into the same video. Is that what you're saying?
I pay him to do that.
Freddie fakes himself into child porn.
Yeah, don't you? Yeah. So you gotta sometimes give yourself Christmas presents because nobody knows what to get you. Only you know what you want.
You laugh about this. There's an AI art generator on there, and there are some horrible pictures of you two on there.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
What do you get the man who has everything? You deep fake him into child porn. That's what
I mean, to be clear, don't. That's really bad and can get us in loads of trouble. Please don't put child pornography on our Discord.
And if you're going to do it, make their heads the kids' heads.
No, Glenn, you're not helping, mate.
And make the kids' heads on our bodies.
What, make us look like baby Mario and Luigi? For fuck's sake. Because now they're going to do that.
No, mods, delete any child porn.
Thanks. It's bad that we have to say that, isn't it?
Yes,
we've got to point that out.
It is. I'm loving meeting our fans after shows
it's fun,
that we're
isn't
doing.
It? Yeah.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
Because they all look like a cross between me and Tom.
Yeah.
Every single one of them has got the beard and the chub of me, but the height of Tom.
Yeah.
Every last one.
And all the venues think it's a family reunion.
Yeah.
So are these like your kids?
Yeah. It's just like a buffet of mental illness as well. It's nice trying to work out what's wrong with each individual one.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's...
Or what combination.
Oh, yeah. Well, some of them have got a real fucking selection.
Sometimes it's easier than others. And the ones that we can identify immediately what's wrong with them, we sit them on the balcony.
The spitters.
There was a lad in a very high-tech wheelchair. Right.
There was two.
There was a couple. Yeah.
Not the ones that look like they're fucking taking off. Have you seen those? It goes...
Oh, this one looked like a moon lander, you know?
Yeah.
It looked like it was made by the same people that do Japanese toilets.
Yeah. Or like, you know, Boston Dynamics. Yeah. It was like that sort of shit.
Yeah.
The ones that even need help keeping their head up.
Yeah.
It looked like
they'd wheel them out to quell a riot.
I know. It looked like a droid from Star Wars with a little wiggly guy on top of it.
Yeah. So they were on the balcony, and Freddie obviously welcomed them in his usual style by suggesting they were the first people he'd met who walked less than him. It was very funny.
There was nobody there to get offended for them.
That was what's lovely with our fans. Everyone understands. They're also one of our fans, and they want to have a fucking laugh.
They both had carers with them, and you could tell because the carers were like,
while they're pissing themselves, obviously.
Okay, you win. You win. Next time I'll take you to the brothel. For fuck's sake, anything but this.
Well, there was a damp patch on them. I don't know what it was.
But to be fair, it was great to talk to them. They were really sound lads.
Yeah.
And there was all sorts of people with mental illnesses there.
They weren't the most disabled people in there,
no,
I don't think.
No,
there
the
was
most
a few...
disabled was probably the girl with the dead men talking tattoo.
Oh, God, yeah. She had it
Shout out to Kat.
Yeah, right where you'd shoot up. That's where she decided to get her tattoo.
There was another block. Did you see the other guy's tattoo?
The guy with the massive calves.
Oh, my God. So there was a dude. He was a big fella.
There was
a guy.
His calves looked like American footballs. They were fucking
bush.
And he'd had a big dead men talking tattoo on the back of one of his... Fucking huge.
It was like this on the back of his fucking leg.
Yeah.
Wild.
Shout out to those people.
That was class, wasn't it? It's been dead fun. Like, they're all really nice, aren't they? They're so sweet.
Oh, do you know what my favourite thing was? There was a guy in the front row when we were recording the show in Leeds. There's a guy in the front row, lovely lad. I think he was called George, was he?
Yeah.
Lovely fella. Thick as pig shit, right? And we were trying to sort of like... because he'd had a bit to
and
drink.
And he enjoys this?
Yeah.
Really?
I know.
Let's get out of it.
It's normally academics.
He's still Googling the circus joke.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a circus on?
So, because they'd all had a bit to drink, and I was doing the first section, I was doing my set, but I was also trying to keep his attention by sort of, like, you know, sort of comparing
them
into bits.
Throwing firecrackers at him?
Yeah. I had my keys in one hand. Just, anyway, I said to him...
Frog in a jar.
Yeah. He had a little block, like, box on one side, the triangle shape.
I had... Yeah.
He's there mashing the circle into it over and over. Like, there's what's happening?
George, there's four choices there. Come on, shift it around. Basically, I had the microphone in one hand and one of those hoovers with balls flying around in the other.
You need it. You need it for those.
I was chatting to him. Lovely lad. I really liked him. But I sort of said, I was doing a bit about ordering an Indian takeaway, and I could see that he was amazing. I could see that he was drifting off. And so I went, go on, George, what's your go-to Indian takeaway order? And he thought for a second and he went, probably Abdul's. That's amazing.
Shout out Abdul's in Leeds.
Genuinely amazing. And shout out to George because he was fucking brilliant.
He's a class lad. Yeah.
Honestly, he was just so happy. He was so happy. I'd love to live in that man's head.
Yeah, well, he's a twin as well. And they're exactly the same. He's Tweedledum and Tweedledummer. It's fucking great. Yeah. There's two of them.
They got the whole umbilical cord wrapped around both their necks. Yeah.
They came to one of my gigs in Dewsbury once. It was dead funny because it was a real, like, miserable woman who complained to me after the show. She'd been sat stony-faced with the old thing. She complained that they were laughing too much. I went, oh, what? Would you rather everyone else was miserable like you?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, sorry if they've made some noise in response to the jokes I told.
It's one
of the wildest complaints I've ever had. Those people were laughing too much and it spoiled me sitting quietly. Fuck off! I want those dumb laughers all day.
Yeah. You know the musical Motown? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Me and my wife went on one of our first dates, and we'd had a few cocktails, and it's good. The songs are really good. Yeah. It's catchy. It's snappy, and we were bopping away to it. And a woman kept, like, turning over her shoulder at us and tutting. And, like, I'm just like, it's a fucking musical. It's not Shakespeare.
Yeah.
We're not cheering.
Were you singing or were you just dancing?
Just dancing.
They can fuck right off.
Yeah.
No, you can't have any complaint with dancing.
Yeah, if you feel the music, you got to move.
If you were that's nice. That's good. That's showing your appreciation. And again, you're not a fucking King Lear.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
and
Motown the musical.
I've been on stage, not performing a musical, but I'll tell you what I fucking prefer when I look out at a crowd. You know, people
someone who's
really
into
getting
it.
Into it.
Yeah, like, rather than someone going.
Yeah, yeah, tutting. Yeah, that fucking bothers me. And people are like, especially, it's usually when somebody is laughing at a joke they don't find funny.
And then it becomes
this fucking icy, and then
you think that's
dudes,
funny, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone else in the room does, you miserable cunt.
Exactly. And if they didn't, then I wouldn't do the bit.
Because they're
died
all,
consistently.
That's not funny. Well, tell that to the guy that's sitting there holding his fucking gut trying to keep his spleen in. Well, so what do you think he's laughing at?
And these arrogant cunts think we'd give a fuck about the miserable people. I want you to not come back. I hope you have a shit night. You're a cunt.
Yeah.
You're a boring twat who doesn't enjoy what I do. Go home.
And
I don't
glares at the others who are enjoying
themselves.
Exactly. Oh, what would we do without you, Ken?
Yeah. So we just filled up our shows with all those people who annoy all the miserable twats, and that's our whole show. It's great. It's really fucking lovely.
Yeah. You know, side note, I did a gig on Saturday, and a man in the front row fell asleep. He was asleep by the time I got on.
You are quite boring.
He was asleep by the time I got on, in fairness to him. Woke
he just
up.
Keeps talking about bread. I'm going to have a nap.
he woke up, heckled, and then fell back asleep again.
What was the heckle?
It was just intelligible nonsense.
Like Father Jack?
It was like... It was, yeah. It was literally, it was like he tried to say shit, and then he gave up and then he fell asleep again. I was like, okay.
You don't really need to do a put down if they've fallen back asleep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Do you know, my son, the other day, he's 5 years old. He came into my room and I was trying to sleep late because I had a gig that night and a long drive. And he came in. I don't know what he was doing in there, but he came in and it woke me up. And he could see he'd been told, like, daddy's sleeping, just let him. But, you know, he goes up and he's like, were you having a dream, daddy? I was like, yeah. Yeah, I was. And he goes, Was it a good dream? I was like, well, it wasn't bad. Where were you? I was like, well, I was in a service station. Yeah, I was. And he goes, well, I was just worried that you might be having one of those dreams where you're stuck somewhere. And I thought I'd wake you up just in case you were. like, that is a fucking quality lie. Because I do, yeah. I do get those stress dreams where I'm stuck in a service station, like, where's my goddamn key?
A very comedian stress dream to have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But like, that's very, you know, consider, were you thrashing about? Were you showing signs of distress?
No, I think he just woke me up and now he'd made an excuse.
Pretty inventive.
Yeah, like for 5 years old to realize I might be in trouble here. So, but the positives would be.
So I was doing it for
dream.
You. It was a little favor.
I used to have, I used to go out with a girl who used to tell me about her dreams, and they were always the most boring dreams.
Uh-huh. So no, I wanted to escape from this dungeon.
No, so one time.
I dreamed of the outside again.
Yeah.
Is the sun real?
I wasn't chained.
One time she told me.
You're dreaming only in your dreams. One whole day without a rape.
One time
I dreamed I had a meal of my own.
You don't know what a day is.
One time she told me that she dreamt that she that HMRC changed her tax code and she was on the phone to them.
Oh,
and then I said, and then what happened? She went, I don't know. I woke up and I was on hold. Another time she said, I dreamt that I got a new phone case. Yeah. And I was like, all right. She goes, yeah, it was just similar to my other one, but it didn't have a crack in it. That was a dream.
Fuck, mate.
Like, what an imagination she has.
That was a whole dream.
Mine are normally incredibly vivid and like stressful and fucked up. But like, I had a dream once where I went to watch Harrogate Town play and it was a 0-0. And I just watched the whole game and that was the whole dream.
You dreamt of a 0-0.
I dreamt of a 0-0 Harrogate Town non-league football game.
Jesus. Yeah,
that was fucking insane. Normally, they're very wild and vivid and intense.
This
but
is going to strike... I mean, this is going to be bang on brand for me, but I don't normally dream.
Yeah, I know. There's nothing going on in there.
No.
Yeah, there's no thoughts or
No. I've got my thing to get me to sleep.
But you also drink 3 bottles of wine before you go to sleep.
Yeah, that's it's actually a sign of a bigger problem, Freddie.
Yeah. You should be having REM sleep.
Yeah, I can't.
You just skip a whole phase.
I just can't remember it. Yeah. So I just, I wake up and I think I remember like one dream a year maybe or something like that. But I wake up and I go, I had a dream about something last night. But most of the time I just wake up.
£2 bread.
I had a... Yeah. Oh, on a beach, £2 bread,
four slices for £2.
That's a good point. If they chopped those slices up again, so it was 4 thinner slices, would you have been as angry?
I think I'd have been tricked.
He would have easily been bamboozled by that. 100%.
Oh, I'll take them right back to the kitchen, sir. Yeah. We'll prepare 4 fresh snacks for you.
Like when you snap a dog's treat in half so it thinks it's got 2 treats.
I would like an 8-slice pizza, please. Oh, sorry. Yes, bring that right back.
Click on the thing that I've got you, Tom, the email. Yeah. I want you to click on this. People keep sending me this. I want to be ninja.
Oh, yeah.
So many people have sent me this video.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen it.
I don't know if I have. But is it about Ninja the Streamer?
No.
Right.
It's not about Ninja the Streamer, you fucking nerd.
Sneak peek.
Okay. So this is a woman with her new song, ninja. I Want to Be Ninja.
Okay.
Just let it play.
No. Keep. Skip it. Skip it. All right. Okay.
I shut my Murphy bed, sat down to scratch my head. What could this day bring? It could be anything.
So it's a woman at a party that she is hosting. She's hosting this party and has decided to write a song for everyone. I think she owns a bed company. That's why she mentioned those beds.
Yeah. Well, she's called Jennifer Murphy and she's selling Murphy beds.
Okay. Okay, so it's going to kick in.
You know what? Maybe I too could be ninja. I want to be ninja.
This is the bit where it gets really racist.
Look at the woman in the background.
I started training hard.
The crowd's changed, hasn't it?
There's a tone shift.
There's some people enjoying it.
Yeah, noticeably all of the same ethnicity, the ones who are enjoying it.
Is she trying to win a bet to make her unfuckable?
Yes, it hasn't worked.
She'd have to charge £4.50 for that.
Here we go. I might be a ninja soon. Look at the camera just pointing on the one Asian lady in the crowd. Straight in her face.
Right in her face. Yeah. It's a couple moments of that.
Surprise shouldn't point at her and go, you'll like this one's for you. You'll like this one. Your family will like it.
Yeah, that's gone viral.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Maddow, it's still up.
Yeah, like this feels like a sitcom, though.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, are we sure it's not?
Yes.
It is real.
How
we checked
sure?
on www.isthisasitcom.com.
Right.
And it said no.
It's shot exactly the same as The Office.
You are, sorry? Yeah, but it's not The Office. Those are none of The Office characters. There's no.
Sure, but you can do it with different people.
No, nope.
Yeah, the cameras don't mind if it's different people.
Yeah, I'm drawing suspicion on the fact she's called Jennifer Murphy and her character sells Murphy beds.
Okay.
You know, I think that's weird.
She's Jennifer, a former beauty pageant contestant.
Like, this can't be real.
It's real.
It can't be.
It's real. Why do you have to make everything fake?
Well, she's like, the CEO of Go Girl Worldwide.
Look, it says that she
was on The Apprentice. She's one of those people.
Right. Okay, yeah, maybe she is that fucking tone deaf then.
There you go.
I mean, that's not a there you go, but fucking hell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good on it.
Yeah.
She does have, I saw there too, she has an ex-husband, which this must really...
Yeah, it's Jackie Chan.
No, he's got to enjoy this right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my ex-wife's famous. What for? Oh, her little impression. Yeah. You couldn't even say it in 2007 when we were married.
Yeah. Looks like I'll be getting to see the kids more often.
That is a slam dunk in a custody hearing.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd
like to enter into evidence YouTube.
Yeah. The Japanese judge is, I'm interested.
I'll hear about. But you better be going somewhere with this.
I wanted to be a ninja as a small child growing up in Osaka. I could kind of see your point. But yeah, let's listen to the song.
Oh, fuck me. We got any lovely questions?
We have got some lovely questions. Sting.
Tom's lovely question. Oh, isn't that lovely?
Tom's lovely questions. Wow, a lovely bloody question.
That's it. We got loads more. I've got a corpse, right?
Okay.
You have to shag it once.
Is this hypothetical or is this an offer?
Right, we never really know with these questions. That's sort of the risk you've got to take.
Yeah, is there just a price at the end?
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to test the water.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes these are just little announcements from Tom. Yeah. Just keeps us updated on his day.
Go on.
I've got a corpse, human corpse. You have to shag it once. Mm. If you shag it the day it dies, you get £100. The next day, you get £200, and then £300, and so on. Right. What day do you shag the corpse?
Right. Just to clarify before we get into the meat of this. How long
does it take for a corpse to decompose?
Well, no, like my point is, what counts as a shag? Do we have to come?
Yes.
Right, okay. Oh, right.
Either you or the corpse has to come.
So hang about. Yeah. So what I would say is, you're either doing it day one for no money, or
100 quid. So, you're getting your expenses covered.
So here's the thing. The longer you leave it, the grosser it gets until you leave it for years and years, and then it's just bones.
This is what I was going to say. You wait ages and you fuck a skeleton.
Yeah,
and
also, wait a decade. Yeah.
But, like, is there a certain amount of time, or could my premature ejaculation save me for once?
Yeah. Yeah. No, well, there's no time limit. As long as you've come, it's golden. Yeah,
so how long does it take for something to decompose?
I think we have to put a time limit on this of when there has
have to be flesh on the bones, otherwise you're just shagging a skeleton.
Oh, right. So this is the version of if there's grass on the pitch.
Yeah.
Let's say you've got a maximum of 100 days.
What?
You've got a maximum of 100 days.
Oh, no, hang about. So although it can be reduced to bone in 10 days, body that's buried...
What do they mean by that?
A body that's exposed
good
in
to bone
ultimate
after 10 days.
For up to a year.
Up to a year, right.
All right, we'll call it for up to a year then. We'll call it a year limit.
Okay, a year limit. A one-year limit.
It's keeping most of its tissue. It's still got most of its tissue after
it's
a year.
It's a bad game, though, because, of course, you want to make the most money, and I think it would be at its grossest probably around the 1,000 quid mark. And then everything else is gravy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the smell would get worse as it goes on, wouldn't it?
Wait, do you have to live with the corpse, or can you just keep it in the field like a scarecrow?
Yeah, it's going to get pretty bad.
And take it down after a year.
So is it an extra 100 quid a day?
Extra 100 quid.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So if you leave it 365 days, it's £365,000. Mm-hmm. So
it's a lot of bread, Freddie.
I don't think it is.
No, I think it's 35,000.
36,500.
36,500 it would be. Yeah.
36,500.
Yeah.
A
it's
day,
more than
then.
The median salary.
A day.
Yeah.
A day.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm shagging a dead corpse for a year for 36 grand.
All right, what if it grows exponentially?
Oh.
Yeah, what if it doubles a day?
Right, okay. Then that way, I'm leaving it for as long as physically possible.
I'm leaving it 64 days. I think that's how much before it's like, you know, more than every grain of sand on the planet or something like
that. Sound. The thing is, though, is with that question, the money is... Here's what you've got to ask yourself. How much would you... like have to be paid to fuck a corpse after a year.
And the problem is it gets mushier and there's going to be less traction as it goes on. So it is going to be harder to fuck when it's mush.
Uh-huh.
You know, you want a little bit of firmness left in it.
Or it's fucking delightful and no one's ever checked.
Well, that's the problem is, what if it's the best orgasm you've ever
there
had?
There you go, glass half full.
Some people have checked and loved it. Jimmy Savile.
Yeah,
exactly.
Big fan of it, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the problem, I don't want to know I'm into that. You know, like there's loads.
Exactly. I don't have to dig every time I need an orgasm.
I think out of all the perversions, it's probably the best one because you're never going to have a circle of corpses on the news going. It was the worst year of our lives.
Yeah, it's difficult to make a Netflix documentary with corpses.
Yeah, they don't make good witnesses.
Yeah.
if someone is your granddad dead?
One of them.
Right, someone dug him up and fucked him.
Yeah, I'd be quite annoyed.
But how annoyed?
Yeah. What do you mean?
How?
What if your grandma dug him up and fucked him?
I'd be confused. She's also dead.
Right. No, your other grandma.
My other grandma that's alive. I don't know if they ever met.
You guys
That'd
are getting
very weird.
Dangerously close to having a dead man sticker on your grandfather's coffin.
Just on his dick.
On his pelvis.
My granddad, who's dead, was a very tough working class Scotsman who was a former soldier.
What was his name like?
I don't know.
Malky or something like that.
No.
What's he called?
No, he's called John.
John.
Yeah.
John Mulholland.
I don't think he'd enjoy getting dug up and fucked. I don't think he'd be into
it. But if someone did it, how arsed would you be?
Quite not as arsed as him.
Oh, but would you want to be haunted by a fucking Scottish working class man? And like, you think about when he was alive.
Yeah.
That the ramifications of someone doing
just
that,
about
you would have a real fucking, you'd have an angry ghost on your
just about 100%. You trying to get to sleep at night.
Boo. Iron boo.
Okay, the boo.
Iron boo. Oh, so funny. Oh, God. Right.
Like, okay. I wouldn't be asked if my corpse got fucked, but my granddad, I think, you know, like, I don't know. I'm not happy.
I wouldn't care at all.
I don't care if it happens to me. Like, do what you want with my corpse. Couldn't give a fuck. Like, if it keeps nonsense.
Oh, really?
Off the street,
can I?
Not you.
Yeah.
No, literally anyone but you.
Really?
Because you'd end up fucking battering me.
No, I'd. What would I do with your corpse? Yeah. I think we've been asked this before, haven't we?
Yeah, you'd probably do.
You'd be sucking the meat off his bones.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Be cracking him to suck the marrow.
Putting
out.
Him in gravy.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be upset if someone fucked my granddad's corpse. Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. I would. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Call me a prude.
Really?
Call me a prude.
I've genuinely never had
some. La-dee-da.
Sorry, I know this has turned into snowflake corner. But I would be quite upset if someone dug up my granddad's corpse and fucked it.
I wouldn't be that arsed.
Right.
Yeah, I never met your granddad.
Yeah. Yeah. So if anyone has a massive forklift that can dig up Freddy's, I assume, enormous granddad in order to fuck him. If you're both a necrophile and into BBW,
it appears to be a burial mound. It's not. It's just...
If you dug up Freddy's granddad, it'd be like when a whale corpse explodes on a beach.
If you're into necrophilia, Bailey Castle.
If you're into necrophilia and BBW, you would have to go day one because they're just getting smaller as they go.
They're
going to
decline.
Oh, yeah. Fucking hell, man. Have you got any other questions?
Got fucking loads, mate. I had a bit of a writing session over the other day. Do you want another or do you want one from someone else?
We'll have the silly one from someone else.
What song would you change the national anthem to? Or make your own? That's from Ben Hopkins.
You can't make your own. I think that's too fucking self-gratuitous, isn't it? To be like, I've made the national anthem.
Or everybody perhaps just sings the song they like at the same time.
For a minute, you just sing whatever you want. Yeah.
Just free form it.
People singing Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah.
Over Too Drunk to Fuck. Yeah.
If you know the words, it don't even fucking matter.
Dancing Queen, young and free, all the time
I would change it to...
I know what you'd change to. McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken and a pizza.
I'd change it... I'd change it to Everybody Hurts by R.E.M. I just think that'd be a really funny song. Just
to be honest,
a lot of footballers lined up like that with their arms behind their back singing Everybody Hurts.
It would be one of the most appropriate songs for us to sing in, like, you know, India or Ireland or any of the many other countries we laid waste to.
Don't listen to them all. We don't got time for all of them.
Sorry, just any country that isn't us.
Yeah, let me basically. Get the ambulance out here.
When we're doing... The anthem of the Commonwealth should be We Are The Champions.
Yeah. Is there a song that's just like, we're really sorry about all of that?
Are you sorry, though?
I'm not personally sorry, but I think Britain as a state should be sorry.
That's the title of the song.
Yeah.
We're not personally sorry, but we probably should be.
Like, I didn't do it. I don't endorse the potato famine. That's the, I don't think it's on me.
No. You don't endorse.
I don't endorse it. I think it was a bad do.
I think the Quinns probably contributed to it a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The O'Quinns. Turns out, actually, they had quite enough potatoes for everyone Freddy's ancestors arrived. Just had one light lunch, and now suddenly an entire population is starving.
If only they'd have priced those potatoes at £4.50. How much? Not a fucking chance. Right, okay. Any others? Any other questions?
Do you want dark or silly?
One more dark, one more silly, and then we'll fuck off.
Right. You have a body.
Yep.
Yeah. I see where you've been going with these ones.
Yeah.
Jesus, what are you trying to tell us?
You must take
We have
four...
to fuck it. I get it. Move on.
You must take four parts of it and spread them as far away from each other as possible. The furthest wins. What are you doing?
What?
You got a body.
Right, so go to the four furthest places you can.
Where? And how are you taking a leg on a plane?
No, just take an ear. An ear, a nose, an eye, and a tooth.
Right. You get four rockets.
And I'd have a very elaborate necklace. I'd have them like Horcruxes.
But is
just
there,
have on bits of jewellery.
Is there money or is it just like a bragging
thing? You just win.
So you can't really...
You win another body.
You can't go, I'd shoot them into
space. I'll tell you what I'd do.
Well, you could shoot them into space.
I'd tell you what I'd do. Yeah. I'd fish. So I'd use the ear as like bait and I'd row out into like one ocean or whatever and then I'd fish and then the fish would grab it. The fish would swim in all sorts of directions.
Right, so I'd shove four fingers up four different species of homing birds, right, that would return in winter to their homelands. On a different continent, and they would take a finger with them. I'd do four different species, so they're not going to the same place.
So you'd shove dead body parts up four different...
Up a
bird's ass. That bird's not going to shit in months and months.
No, I'm putting it really far up there.
Right.
Yeah.
How are you catching these birds?
Well, I got a bird guy.
A bird guy. Excuse me, can I borrow four birds?
Yeah. That's what a different for? Species.
Yeah. What's those fingers around your necklace?
Have you got anyone, any of them have been having quite loose stools lately?
Yeah. What's it for this time? Yeah. It's just fingers this time. Just fingers. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is it your plan depends on when you measure it, because otherwise they're all going to be in the same fucking coup, aren't they?
The same what?
Coup.
You mean coup?
Nope, I mean coup.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to
overthrow the government, these fingered birds.
Yeah.
Also, where are they going to fly to? I don't think there's any birds in England that go to, like, Australia.
Oh, there is.
I mean, there's so many.
They fly so to the many. Southern Hemisphere.
I know they fly south, but I don't think
they're not. They're not stopping at, like, Calais. You fucking idiot.
No, but they go to, like, Africa. They all go south.
That's really far away, the bottom of Africa.
Yeah, but they all go south.
Yes, but that's why I'm getting different species. Ones that will go to Asia, ones that will go to South. They go all over the place.
East and west.
They go all over, mate. They're birds. They fly places.
I don't think they go far enough to win.
You don't think birds go far enough?
I think they go far, but I don't think they go far enough in different directions.
Yeah, well, you could incorporate. The bird would be one of the... One of the things you could do, and then the other one,
put it in it a fish,
feed it to a fish that lives at the bottom of the Marianas Trench.
Yeah. And then one of them, I'd shove up a guy who lives in Australia. I'd be like, bend down, mate. I've got a little package for you to take home with you. It's a fucking wallabaloo.
I don't think birds go that far.
No, they do go far. They go like south. They don't go like east and west.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
They don't go in a straight, like necessarily. They don't stick to like, I think they go more different or less. Places.
I don't really do more or less.
I don't think they don't all go to the exact same place.
I think they would scatter fairly far. I think it would be a reasonable attempt at this hypothetical game, Tom.
Yeah. What's that one there? Last question. If you could have 10 more fingers.
Oh, if you could have 10 more fingers to grow from another place on your body, where would you pick and why? And that's from Dino.
Thanks, Dino.
Dibs. So you can wave hello.
on your...
tinkle
to be
on
fair,
your heads.
Two just above the dick, as little like rampant rabbit ears would be very useful. Yeah, that's where I'm having my first two.
I'm going to have all 10 of them down my back like a stegosaurus.
Right. That's just passing bagels up to your mouth.
Storing hula hoops on them.
Then not being able to get them.
Yeah, you just have them on your chin, just funneling.
To be honest with you, like, all joking aside, I think I'd probably have them on just underneath my knuckles. And just have two sets of fingers like that. Could do all sorts with them.
Yeah, imagine how good you'd be on a piano.
On a Pennyanna.
Said that wrong.
Who's Pennyanna?
Don't know, but she's going to have a fucking good night.
She's the girl with a smile on her face.
No, I'd want them in all like, I'd want to scatter mine about, I think. I think you wasted the opportunity.
Four more birds.
One of my foreheads for a start, so I can be a little unicorn party trick, okay. Right? Yeah. I'll have one on the end of my nose. That could be useful.
Be good for picking your nose.
Exactly.
I think scattering them out is the stupidest thing.
One, right on the tip of my penis. Welcome to another skinny 5 inches I've just got.
Oh, do you know what? As well, though, imagine getting your dick out and just making your little dick finger go. Go.
Yeah. There's five of them on top so it can bloom. Like a hollow point shell. Pow! Yeah.
A dick full of fingers. And then have full life. Yeah, full of fingers.
Inside.
So they're all like that. They're all like that. And then once they go inside, they all pulse.
Like a fucking, like the alien's mouth.
Yeah.
Comes out of the inside. Yeah.
Hit me up, ladies.
Yeah.
With my finger dick.
He'd still be eating with them somehow. Just getting his dick to throw fucking
like an
chocolate
elephant
in his mouth.
Peanuts in
Oh, fucking hell. Have we got time for any videos before we go?
I don't think we haven't got any new ones yet because we've still got the new phone number, so we need to get these sent in. So we haven't had them in time just because we're waiting.
Okay.
Before you end, I just wanted to say, I've been meaning to say it all. I listened to the episode last week that you did last week about the rhinos and the elephants.
Yeah.
I used to have a bit of material on that, and all of you missed a fucking absolute sitter, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Sorry, you had material about a rhino getting raped by a group of elephants.
Yeah.
What?
I did. Because it's been known. People know these things.
I'm sorry, I didn't know we'd stepped on your material.
Exactly.
I thought we were in new ground.
I know. You were not. And all of you, when I tell you the punchline you missed, you're going to be sick with yourself.
Okay. Right, I'm
because
ready.
There has to be a way of teaching these elephants that rhino means no.
Oh, there it fucking is.
The amazing Glenn Wool, everyone.
The amazing Glenn Wool. Fucking hell. This might have been my favourite episode ever. This has been so fun, mate. Thank you for being here. Do you want to plug anything, by the way, Glenn? Do you want to find you?
Yes, my own podcast with Andrew Maxwell.
Oh, sick. Yeah, we meaning to talk about that. That's fucking great. What's it called? Tell us about it, man.
It's called Agents of the World. It's not dissimilar to this, where we get people from the news and just sort of, you know, Agents from all over the world in any walk of life.
Yeah, we need to get Maxwell on here as well. He's fucking class. Oh, he's two fucking hilarious dudes, so it's going to be great.
I think if you enjoy this, you'll enjoy what we're doing. And I also have an album out right now called Tiny Kings of Winter.
Amazing. Yeah, like get on both of those, because like that podcast is going to be amazing.
We'll put a link to everything in the YouTube description.
Glenn's an incredible stand-up, so go check out his stand-up wherever you can find it. Like get that album. And you've got loads of other stuff out as well, haven't you? You've got tons of stuff. So just find Glenn's stuff, because it's all fucking great. Our new number, by the way, if you want to send us videos, is 07534-188-257. And I sever the rules out. No racism, no kids, no death, and no animals. Apart from that, fucking go wild. We had to put those rules in. Those are rules that came for a reason.
We are seeing way too many children on fire. Way too many children on fire.
Although if you do have a video of a rhino getting raped by elephants, I would definitely want to see that.
All right, the animals rule is no humans fucking animals. If animals are fucking other animals, great, send that in.
It's nature.
It's
entertainment.
And, get on our Patreon. It's fucking class. There's loads of stuff on there, like loads and loads and loads. You are missing out if you are not on it.
Patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. You can sign up from just $3 a month. For that, you get access.
Don't do the list.
Lots of stuff, including an extra episode every week. Loads of special content. Taskmaster.
He's doing the list. Stop doing the fucking list.
It's a great list.
But he does it every week, and I'm so sick of hearing the list.
What, to sell things?
But it's so boring. It's so boring.
Okay. On our Patreon, there is lots of things.
You will enjoy.
Yeah, I'm not going to list them now because it's too exciting. The list is so interesting that it will blow your tiny mind. It's not in any way boring. God, imagine.
The stuff isn't boring. The stuff's amazing, but you managed to make it sound boring by going dead behind the eyes and listing it like you're at a fucking corporate event listing what talks there's going to be about Bitcoin.
Okay. So there's also talks on Bitcoin. And you can sign up from just $3 a month, which is less than the price of bread. Thank you very much for listening.
In a proper establishment.
Thank you. Go fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.